This is Anna Mumford with the ACLU's LGBT Project. In today's podcast, I am speaking with Mary Beth Tinker, who was suspended in 1965 for wearing a black armband to school to protest the Vietnam War.
For people who aren't familiar with your case, if you could just explain, what inspired you originally to take action?
I was raised to stand up for what I believe in. My parents were examples of that. My father was a Methodist preacher, and he believed, and so did my mother, in putting their beliefs into action on earth. And so they got involved with the civil rights movement when I was a kid. The local swimming pool in Iowa was segregated. It was for whites only, and that was when I was only about 5 years old. And so I heard the story all through the years that my father had stood up to integrate the swimming pool. And later on, they went to Mississippi for something called Freedom Summer in 1964 when I was 12 years old to stand with the black people there who were risking their lives to register to vote. And so they came back and told me stories about these courageous people, little old ladies that were being shot at in the night on their roads out in the rural areas of Mississippi. And so they came back and told us these stories. And so we had examples of people that stood up for what they believed in. So when we decided to wear the black armbands to school to speak up for peace and to support a Christmas truce that Christmas in 1965, my parents didn't really want us to do it because it was against the rules. By then, the principals had made a ruling saying that it would be anyone would be suspended who wore black armbands. So my father especially didn't really want us to wear the black armbands. But once we did, they stood behind us because they knew that they had raised us. They raised us to stand up for what we believe in. So after we wore the black armbands and were suspended from school, they understood why we did that.
How did being involved with such a case that garnered so much national attention at such an early point in your life affect the trajectory you took from then on?
There are so many small things that each of us can do as we go through life to stand up for what we think is right. I had no idea that this was going to turn out to be such an important thing. As we went through the case and it proceeded to the different appeals court and then eventually the Supreme Court, I was really amazed that it was turning out to be such a big deal. And it's really just a fluke of history that this turned out to be such a big deal.
Since the case, and just throughout the rest of your adult life, what other sorts of activism have you been involved with?
Some of the things that I was involved with was working for the rights of kids in other areas, in healthcare, for kids to have clean air, clean water, because I'm a nurse and I had so many patients that had asthma. I've also been involved with the gay rights movement. I'm gay, and I have been gay since I was a teenager, and so I'm so happy to see that we've come so far now in the area of gay rights, and it just shows to me that things change and history changes, and we have a long way to go, but we've really come a long way. And I do think at some point in history we'll look back at today and people won't believe that it was against the law for gay people to marry. Just like we look back now and we can't believe that it was against the law for blacks and whites to marry. And I'm sure that one day we will look back at this period and be amazed that it was the case that gay people could not marry. Right now I think we're really in an exciting period because young people all over the country and really all over the world are on the move and they're wanting to take the world in a better direction, a place of peace and justice, and they want to see changes made and they want to see a better world. And so I'm really heartened to see that young people all over the world are getting more involved and really being active to make the world a better place. I have found that by hooking up my life with others who are fighting for justice and for peace and for equality, that my life has been so interesting. encourage all the young people out there to do the same thing, because your lives will be so meaningful when you do that.
To learn more about how the Tinker President is still used to protect students' First Amendment rights to free speech, please visit our website at www.aclu.org/getequal.